From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Homes are destroyed, crops ruined. 3 weeks of torrential rain has left millions without food and water in Pakistan. At least 1,500 people are dead, and weather officials say flooding won't recede until the end of the month. The BBC's Chris Morris is in northwest Pakistan. Receding floodwaters there reveal the scale of the damage.
There's water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. People here are queuing up to get water from a tanker, and yet all around them, running right down the middle of Pakistan, the mighty Indus River has become an inland sea. We had no electricity or phones for 2 days before the floods, he's saying, so we had no warning. This is a makeshift medical clinic for people made homeless by the floods. Dr. Ralph is a busy man.
The major problem we are facing is fungal infections. We are looking forward for skin infections, scabies, and so many other snag bites, unknown bites.
On the motorway leading to Peshawar, tents are pitched all along the central reservation, and cows rescued from the floods are tethered to the crash barrier. No one, man or beast, has anywhere else to go.
The BBC's Chris Morris. American Laurie Berenson, who was recently released on parole, may be heading back to a Peruvian prison in a few hours. A court has revoked her parole and is ordering Berenson to serve out the remaining 5 years of a 20-year prison sentence for providing aid to leftist insurgents. Mexico is slapping new tariffs on American goods in an effort to allow Mexican trucks onto U.S. highways. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more details from Mexico City.
Mexico's economic ministry has released a list of 99 U.S. products that will face higher taxes as part of a drawn-out trade dispute. Under the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement, the U.S. agreed to allow Mexican long-haul truckers access to U.S. highways. Last year, after Congress shut down a pilot program allowing a limited number of Mexican trucks into the U.S., Mexico responded by placing punitive tariffs on billions of dollars worth of American goods. Most of the products hit with the new taxes are agricultural exports. Mexico says the U.S. is not living up to its obligations under NAFTA. A U.S. Department of Transportation spokeswoman says the U.S. is committed to trying to find a solution to the trade dispute. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
President Obama met with Ohio residents at an outdoor gathering to talk about the economy today. He conceded that the housing sector will need to improve for economic recovery to pick up.
But I want to be, honest with you. It is going to take some time for us to absorb this inventory that was just too high. And there's no really quick way to do it.
This is polls show more Americans losing confidence in President Obama's handling of the economy. Dow's up 66. This is NPR. Authorities in St. Louis are investigating a fire at the campaign office of Democratic Congressman Russ Carnahan. As Matt Sepik of St. Louis Public Radio reports, police have a man in custody and the fire has been ruled an arson.
A neighbor called 911 early yesterday after hearing glass break and smelling smoke. The arsonist smashed a rear window and tossed a burning object into the building. Nobody was hurt. A campaign spokeswoman says there was minor damage, but the office remains open. Russ Carnahan is running for his fourth term in the House. His seat, formerly held by Dick Gephardt, had long been considered safe for Democrats, but this year Republican Ed Martin is presenting a strong challenge. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.
A U.S. judge is approving a nearly $300 million settlement between Barclays and the U.S. a day after the judge criticized the agreement as a sweetheart deal. This pact settles charges that Barclays violated U.S. trade sanctions by doing business with several countries the White House deemed threats to national security, such as Iran and Libya. Mexican President Felipe Calderón is condemning the assassination of the mayor of a town near Monterrey. The official's body has been found days after he was kidnapped by suspected drug hitmen. In South Carolina, a woman accused of killing her two young sons is being arraigned today on murder charges. Authorities say Shaquan Dooley confessed to killing her 2-year-old and 18-month-old children. They say Dooley suffocated the toddlers and then strapped their bodies into their car seats and rolled the vehicle into a river. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.